Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I mean, what better way to start out the 4 o'clock hour than a little Kane's fight song? Crank it up, Jimmy. Time of our lives. Love it. We would not have missed this show for anything, so we appreciate everyone who has given us some of your time to tune in today on January 1st, New Year's Day. We know it's a holiday for just about everybody, unless you're working in retail, but we wanted to make sure we were on the air, and we appreciate all the nice messages on the YouTube chat and the text line, all that good stuff. We will be here till 5:45, and then preheat. You got Heat basketball tonight. Is that game, I'm guessing that game's in Detroit?
Yes, it's in Detroit.
All right, you'll get it here on 104.3 FM WQAM. 15 minutes of Heat on WQAM is sponsored by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Would you like to know some of the lines for tonight's game, Solana?
Yeah, let's do it, Hawk.
Would you like to guess, obviously, Detroit, a better team than the Heat?
Yes, they're the one seed in the East. And, you know, they handled Miami. It was a close game at the end, but they really did handle the Heat the last time these two teams played.
Want to guess the line?
I'd say Detroit is a 7.5-point favorite.
That's what I would have guessed. 4.5.
Wow. Okay.
Only 4.5. Cade Cunningham is playing, right? Yep. He is playing.
I haven't seen anything.
Well, he is. He's got a prop on the Hard Rock app, so I'm assuming he's playing.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Tobias Harris is out. Isaac Jones, Bobby Klintman, Caris LeVert.
Duncan Robinson playing. That's all I want to know.
Duncan is available.
Duncan, you want to guess his over-under for tonight?
Duncan, 14.5?
9.5. Want to guess his over-under on three-pointers made?
It's got to be, what, 2.5?
2.5 at -145.
Yeah.
Does he get some run with Detroit? I haven't watched them, admittedly.
Starts. No,
he does?
Starts.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, no. He's been, no joke, they love him over there. Like, he's been a huge part.
He's been what they wanted him to be. He's been a sharpshooter?
100%. He's been an active part of, like, their rotation. He started every game he's played in this year. He started, and I believe he started in every single game except for one or two.
Wow.
He's been available. So, like, he's been great, and he's averaging, like, 12 points a game. I'll pull up my stats here, my numbers. 12 points a game, 11.6 a game, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Like, he's Duncan Robinson, man. Yeah.
Want to guess Norman Powell over-under tonight?
23.5.
23.5.
Yeah.
Bam Adebayo?
17.5.
16.5.
Wow.
What else? Davion Mitchell.
11.5?
8.5. Khalil Ware.
13.5
12.5
Yeah.
Jaime Jaquez Jr.
16.5
14.5
Huh.
Oh, Andrew Wiggins.
16? 17.5
15.5
Okay.
There. Bulls play tonight. No, doesn't look like it.
Did they end up winning yesterday?
I have no idea.
Remember they were playing the Pelicans? Yeah, they did. Yeah. 134 to 118.
How many would Okoro end up with? Because remember, I made a joke about him yesterday. You laughed. It was like, I'm like, who's going to get all those giddy points? And I jokingly said Okoro. He had 13 points in the first quarter.
Finished with 24 points and a plus 31 in his plus minus.
Why didn't I listen to myself?
Those are Okoro White numbers, Hawk. Okoro White numbers. Zion yesterday,
31.
Yeah, 31, 7, and 3.
How about Boozy? 19.
Boozy, 19. Wow. Should have bet the over.
9 from 3.
Had you trusted your gut and gone with Boozy and Isaac Okoro over, nice little parlay for yourself.
Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour. John Michaels is going to join us this hour. We're going to talk some Hurricanes with a very emotional John Michaels. I mean, he literally cried yesterday when the Hurricanes won and advanced. Headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
I saw a really cool video yesterday. There was, I don't know if you were as surprised as I was, the presence of Canes fans at that game yesterday.
Very surprised.
When the broadcast started, when the game broadcast, I know they had the pregame show out there, when the game broadcast started, did you hear the fans chanting, "Let's go Canes"? Like, it was coming through immediately when the game started, and every time they were panning to the crowd, I mean, obviously there was a lot of red. I guess they're scarlet, but you could see green and orange. And after the game, I saw a video of Canes fans waiting for the team buses at the team hotel. But like, it wasn't like 12 people. I mean, there were hundreds of people at that team hotel yesterday cheering on and welcoming those guys back to the team hotel after the game.
Yeah, Canes fans represented in Dallas, man. I was so impressed. For whatever reason, I felt like it was, and I didn't, you know, obviously not to this extent, but I felt like it was going to be like the Texas A&M game. And it wasn't. I mean, Canes fans were really well represented.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nothing better. Fly to Dallas. I regretted not going because I could have gone. And yesterday,
go to
watching the game.
Go to the Fiesta Bowl?
Nah. If it's here in Miami, I'll be at the championship
game. I don't think they'll ever put the Fiesta Bowl here in Miami.
I'm talking about the championship game, Hawk. I'm talking about the championship game here in Miami, which is going to be played on the 19th. If they're at that game, if the Hurricanes make that game, we should all be there to watch the Miami Hurricanes win a natty.
All right. Let me borrow $900 for those upper end zone tickets.
Brother, all you got to do is get a little credential action, and we're in the building.
Nah,
we're
I lean on Gino.
Yeah, that hasn't worked very well for you in the past.
He had to lean on me to get Duke basketball tickets.
You would think like he could just carry the Heisman and into the stadium, and they'll
just let him
in,
right? I wonder. We'll have Gino in the next hour. I can ask him, but I wonder if Gino could be on the sidelines like Ray Lewis and Michael Irvin.
I was surprised Dorsey wasn't there yesterday. I was surprised. Like,
well, sometimes they limit it. Sometimes they limit the number of former players that they'll allow on the sidelines. Obviously, you know, Ray Lewis, I imagine Ed Reed, if he wanted to be there. But I wonder if Gino's a Heisman Trophy winner. Could Gino be out there? Could Vinny Testaverde be out there?
How could you turn down a Heisman Trophy winner?
I don't know.
From your program? But you weren't a little, I know Cristobal was trying to downplay the whole Fiesta Bowl thing. And I know it was so long ago, the players, most of them, you know, if they were alive, they were 1 or 2 years old. I get it. But you weren't shocked that like Dorsey wasn't there. Like there wasn't more of a presence from those guys, from that team.
I think that may have been a specific decision on Cristobal's part to make this feel like just another game, to not lean into the history of Miami and Ohio State and the 2003 Fiesta Bowl.
Are Canes fans, do they feel, what's the word here? Like
vindicated?
Vindicated?
You said it earlier. We exercise some demons. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, again, they had played Ohio State once before since that Fiesta Bowl game, but it was a meaningless game. And when I say meaningless, I mean, just didn't have any stakes attached to it. Last night, because remember what happened in that 2003 Fiesta Bowl? Miami's trying for a repeat. They have it, actually. And then the late flag comes in. Again, it's not Ohio State's fault that that flag came in, but it was against Ohio State. They prevented Miami from repeating. Miami prevented Ohio State from repeating. So I do feel that a demon has been exercised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt it yesterday. I mean, it still stings to think about it, but knowing that you played Ohio State and knocked them out, and that Ryan Day can take his ass back to the horseshoe and spend the next couple months not playing football.
Yeah, maybe let the Heartline call the plays there, Ryan.
He can have a good day.
Oh, there you go, Jimmy. Wow. When'd you write that one? 11:30 this morning?
Just now.
And listen, don't you make fun of him, Solana, because you came out with Donna Winter for Donna Summer.
Yeah, that's still a good joke. I maintain that still. I believe that's why you hired me to provide that type of material.
It's literally why I questioned everything I was doing.
So we await now the winner of tonight's game. Alabama and Indiana are about to kick off some tough conditions in California, in Southern California. It's
been very
Rose Bowl.
Rainy, yeah?
It's been rainy. I saw they brought out like the little spikes so that these guys could clean off their cleats because of the amount of mud, the playing
surface.
Although
it looks, I'm looking at
wet.
It right now, looks like it's blue skies.
Well, the rain has subsided a little bit, but I saw they had the weather graphic up, and It's been raining nonstop for the past couple days over there.
I wonder what the lines would be, Canes, Georgia, or Canes, Ole Miss.
You don't think it's out yet? Get like a little
there
early
might
line?
Be a, there might be a look-ahead line. Let me text Pizzola. Because my guess, without knowing, my guess would be they're five-point dogs to Georgia and pick 'em Ole Miss.
Hawk, I don't think so. You think they'd be dogs?
Yes.
I'm looking here. There was somebody who did a look-ahead line. If Miami faces Georgia, the dogs would be a 3.5-point favorite, according to DraftKings.
Okay.
If Ole Miss pulls off the upset, Miami is projected to be a 1.5-point favorite over the Rebels. Okay. Man, I'm not as impressed with Georgia as everybody else is. Like, I get it. It's Georgia, but, bro, that team almost lost to Georgia Tech. They almost lost. They barely squeaked out a victory over Florida.
You're the biggest proponent of pointing this out, but you are forgetting the way the football public, the betting public, looks at the SEC versus any other conference teams.
Yeah. But what else do the Canes have to do to not be looked upon as like this Cinderella story anymore? Like, they're not a Cinderella story.
Well, I don't know if they're a Cinderella story anymore, but I still think if you look at Canes, Ohio State, if you look at Canes, Georgia, those teams, those big Big Ten or big SEC powerhouse teams are going to be favored over an ACC team that couldn't make its conference championship game.
The Rose Bowl starts, by the way, with Mendoza being sacked for a loss of 2 yards.
All right. Well, the Mendoza dream is over. We got to move on.
Ole Miss versus Georgia tonight, 8 p.m. in the Sugar Bowl. I was just reading here some NFL news. Lamar Jackson is going to play for the Ravens against the Pittsburgh Steelers in that Sunday night
winner take
game.
All. Yep. Winner of that game wins the Super Bowl.
Not exactly.
No? Did I have that wrong?
Yeah, I think you're jumping ahead a couple weeks, but winner does have a chance to play for the Super Bowl.
Oh, all right. All right. I knew there was a big something for that game because it's Sunday night.
Ooh, Mendoza sacked again. Bama defense. Nice little start for the Bama defense.
People are sleeping on Alabama as well this year, right? Just like Miami.
I guess they're sleeping on them. I mean, there was a chance Miami and Alabama we're not going to be in the college football playoff.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think Notre Dame feels today? Notre Dame fans feel today?
I think they probably are changing their opinion of, hey, we should have been in over Miami to, hey, we should have been in over Alabama.
Right, until Alabama wins this game as well. Right. And then they're like, well, maybe the committee got it right.
Maybe they should have a 14-game.
Lamar Jackson was also asked if he wants to be with the Ravens. Quote, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, well, you better not say anything otherwise heading into a final game for all the marbles. The winner of Sunday night wins the Super Bowl.
Again, I think you're jumping ahead a little bit, Hawk. Just a little bit.
I'm going to get these matchups right at some point.
The Dolphins and the Patriots. This Sunday, Miami is a 10.5-point dog. Hey, the line yesterday jumped to Miami +7.5.
How about that? It was Miami +10.5 most of the week. Then it was Miami +9.5 most of the day yesterday. By game time, it was Miami +7.5. I mean, just a ton of action came in on Miami.
It was earlier because when I was at the Olive Garden curbside pickup at around like 5:30.
What's the saddest place to be on New Year's Eve? Is it Hockman eating a Rice Aveloni microwave cup while watching the Hurricanes move on in the college football playoffs, or is it at the curbside pickup at Olive Garden? Push.
It was already 7.5 yesterday at around like 5:30-ish.
Yeah, I had some nice wins. I told you at the beginning of the show, I had Canes money line two different ways. I had a $10 bonus bet, and then I had a $10 no sweat bet. I had Canes over 14.5. Team total, that went over by the third quarter, should have been over in the first half. And then I had Canes +10.5 that I had put in earlier as well.
Dolphins-Patriots Sunday, as I mentioned, Miami's a 10.5-point dog. If the Patriots win, this is from Joe Shad, the Patriots would go from 4-13 a season ago to 14-3 The 10-game win would tie the 1999 Indianapolis Colts and the 2008 Miami Dolphins. Remember, they were 1-15,
yeah,
and they turned it around. I think they won 11 games that year for the best turnaround in NFL history.
Wow. Jimmy, do you make any New Year's resolutions?
I don't think I did.
No?
Nah.
I've got one for you, Jimbo. I've got one.
What?
Comb your hair in the morning. Do your hair before you come to work.
He says he combs his hair every day.
Hawk, come on.
Well, I can't comb my hair much because it's short.
No.
What's the best meme online? For me, it's LeBron combing his head ferociously when there's no hair.
None.
It's zero. I love that meme.
It's up there. I would say it's up there.
He's got all this stuff on Twitter with what they're asking Gronk to do.
No, I mean,
are you not seeing this? Are you seeing this at all, Jimmy?
Like recently?
Nope.
Yeah, it's this. It's like the last 2 days.
No, I haven't seen that.
So it's just all these women, and it's probably because my timeline is just all porn now on Twitter. Okay, and I don't know, literally hardcore porn on my Twitter time. I can't open it anymore. Mm-hmm. Like hardcore porn, but anybody's posting a picture of a girl, and then, you know, you put on Gronk and just say, you know, at Gronk, let me see this woman without her clothes on.
Right.
And then women are posting it and saying, oh, Gronk, let me see myself with a string bikini. It's crazy. It's mm-hmm. so creepy. I don't know how you put this genie back in the bottle because people are unable to differentiate between AI and real life. And Gronk is giving you a display the last couple of days on Twitter of just how unseemly this is going to get.
I get got by AI now. It's
hard not to.
Daily.
Like, you have to check several different places to make sure.
But at what point, do we just stop checking and just live in this world where it
live in
the
fantasy
anymore?
World of, yeah.
It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter anymore, you know? It just, whatever.
Somebody says, by creepy, you mean great? Yes.
Let's hurry up this segment so I can go research this.
Thank you, Gronk.
Matthew Tkachuk is out tomorrow. If you're just joining us, he will not play. And Barkey on the ice, he's been skating a little bit. Just a little bit.
Although I guess on the positive side, let's say someone gets a picture of me smoking crack.
Right.
Yeah, it could happen. Can't I just say, nah, AI, I didn't smoke crack.
So anything incriminating... AI.
Get out of jail free card.
AI.
Right? Yeah.
So those photos of me in the back room of Las Rosas. Doing you know what you do at the back room of Las Rosas. AI.
Somebody sends Lori a pic of me smoking crack with a hooker. Mm-hmm. No, wasn't me. AI.
Jimmy, congrats. You can go to the Cheetah with Hawk again. You're invited. Your invitation's back on the table, bud. Congrats. Your weather in South Florida right now, it's in the low 60s. It's going to be in the low 50s, maybe even in the upper 40s. If you live near Boca, near where Hawk lives, that is your weather.
And it feels like it was in the 40s last night when the game ended. And I said to Lori, you want to walk over to Meisner? And she said, what's the temperature? And I opened the app and it was like, I don't know, 52. But then it said, feels like 44.
No. Hawk, it was 47 degrees in Kendall last night at midnight. 47 degrees, not feels like.
Don't anyone tell me that's not cold. That's cold.
It's freezing.
Anyway, John Michaels is going to join us in the next segment. And he has been celebrating this Hurricanes victory nonstop since it happened. We always like talking Canes with John Michaels.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand. You!
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, you knew we'd hear this song at some point this afternoon, and that's because John Michaels is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. John Michaels, you know, hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. If you listen to our show, you know he's the biggest Canes fan. I mean, since birth. Grew up in South Florida and never has lost his Canes fandom. And first of all, appreciate you making some time on New Year's Day. We decided that we had to do a show on New Year's Day based on what happened last night. Take me through it, John, because I was telling Solana and Jimmy and the listeners earlier that you told me you actually got emotional. You cried because the Hurricanes, the football program specifically, means so much to you. So take me through it. The clock's winding down. They're going to win. They're going to advance to the Fiesta Bowl. What's going through your mind and how do you react?
I'm with family, so I've got my brother-in-law who's a big LSU fan. Let me set the stage. I'm down in New Orleans, first and foremost. My wife's entire family's there, three sisters, my brother-in-law, all their kids. There's like 15 or 20 of us there. All the men are outside watching football. Now, the women have said, you can come inside if you want, because it's like 35 degrees in New Orleans for whatever reason. I said, no, you don't want to hear the cussing. You don't want, because there's a lot that goes on with me watching Miami games. And when they make it 17-14, I'm not going to lie, things were puckering up. I'm getting nervous. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I looked at him with 5:54 to go, and we got the ball. I said, this is almost a mirror image of Texas A&M last week. We got it. We bully balled him. And when Marty Brown scores, I'm like, holy crap, we're moving on. Like, it's real. And, you know, we get the interception, and everybody's jumping around having fun. And, like, it just kind of hits me like, crap, we're going to the semifinals. Like, this is 23 years of what it's been. I mean, Hawk, you've lived it. Solana, you've lived it. Like 23 years of we've been bad. How many trips I've taken to South Florida come back. We've lost 48-10. We're firing another coach. I'm pissed off. And now all of a sudden, Miami, I'm not going to say it yet because we got two more to go, but we're this close to that phrase that everybody's asked for 23 years. We're really close to being back. And I, you know, I looked at my son, and that's honestly when it kicked in. I'm like, damn, you know, he's 16. He's never seen us good. And here we are.
Man, it was like, you know, when they scored that touchdown, when Ohio State let them score that touchdown, did you think to yourself, oh, he should have gone down, down at the 1-inch line?
No, because my thought on that was, and I would talk to my brother-in-law about this on second down. I said, if they stop us here, you know, the ball's going to be snapped. They're going to take it down to a minute. Third down, we run it. There's going to be 20 seconds. So if he goes, you kick the field goal, I go, absolutely not. I said, if it gets to fourth down, you go for it. I said, because at worst case, they get the ball at the 2-yard line with 98 yards to go, 10 seconds and no timeouts. They let us score. Screw them. You know what? Take your 10 points at Hard Rock Bet and go cash a ticket. I told those bums, and I'm going to tell you, for all the people that were on your site, because Solana posted it and tagged me on Instagram, when I said, payback's a bitch, guess what, Ohio State? Now you are our bitch. That's exactly who you guys are. Go back to the armpit of the United States and take this U with it.
Let's go, man. Let's go. That's what I wanted today. Start off new year. Forget being nice. Like, let's get some asses, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
We don't know how to be gracious.
No, we do not.
Dude, this is 23 years of pent-up frustration. Like, and that's why I get emotional. Like, my brother-in-law looks at me and goes, dude, he goes, you're like really excited about this game. I said, you don't understand. 23 years ago, we're this close to going back-to-back, and we're going to be six-time national champions, and the dynasty is in full swing. And from that point on, Miami really hasn't had anything go their way. Like, there's been moments, 2017, you're 10-0, the turnover chain's great, but it felt like a mirage. You know, last year, you're 9-0, you're ranked number 2 or 3 in the country, but you knew that defense was leaking oil, and eventually the carburetor was going to blow out, and you weren't going to win. This year, it's felt different the whole time. Even when we lost to SMU and lost to Louisville, I know I came on here mad, and I told Mario, you got to change things. You got to look in the mirror and adapt. And you know what happened? Him and Shannon Dawson adapted. And even through the playoff run, they've adapted to say, we know our defense isn't giving up much. We're going to play conservative enough on offense where we're just going to keep moving the chains. And Miami was 7-14 on third down last night. Carson wasn't asked to do much, but when he was, he stands in there and makes throws to CJ Daniels. When he was, he finds throws to Mark Fletcher down in the flat. They look like a real team. And you know, I think a lot of Canes fans feel the same way I do today. Like, dude, we haven't won the national title yet, but there ain't nobody in this damn field that wants to play us.
And you've never felt closer than you do right now to where it feels like this is legit going to happen, or at least it feels that way. John, you just mentioned Shannon Dawson, Cristobal. What the game plan yesterday, and I know the Keontae Scott pick six was huge because Man. Really they had only scored 7 points in that first half. But the game plan yesterday, do you feel like it answered a lot of the questions that we had about these two, where, you know, there were some times, as you mentioned, like they were too conservative, almost to a fault. I thought yesterday the game plan, while yes, at times had to be conservative, They called that game with some balls yesterday.
You know what's funny? Before he answers that, you know, I had bet Miami team total over 14.5. And when they got to 14 and then the end of the first half kind of happened and I didn't hit the team total in the first half and you're like, well, you're a half point away. And I was thinking to myself, to Solana's point, nobody would be happier with a 14-10 victory than Mario Cristobal. Like that is the way. So to Solana's point, he didn't do that. But I was thinking that to myself as it went into halftime. I'm like, Mario will be thrilled to get out of here with a 14-10 victory, but I'm not going to hit that team total.
But he wasn't. Like, I thought they called that second half with some balls, man, with some cojones. And I think it's what we've been asking from those two specifically.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even the first touchdown is a wrinkle you've never seen. They're in two-back tight formation, and I see Carson jabbing like he's going to do QB run, and I'm like, what in the hell is this? And then he finds Mark Fletcher, and from what I heard from somebody behind the scenes, that's a Malachi Toney play that Carson Beck had been asking to run, saying, you're absolutely going to fool the hell out of everybody if I start to run. And I don't know how true that is. Could be internet fodder, but that's a play that they find. You think about on the final drive, you've got about a 55-yard field goal and it's 4th-and-2. Conservative Mario lines up and says, we're going to big ball you and we're going to run you over. Maybe you get 2 yards, maybe you don't. What do? They go to bunch formation right. They run a little stutter out with Malachi Toney. They realize they can't guard this kid. That's a play 2 years ago Mario Cristobal never runs. That's a play probably against Louisville that they never run, but he trusts these kids now, and it's been great. I hate to say two losses is probably what was needed this year. Maybe not two because we almost missed the playoffs because of it, but I think they needed that kind of look in the mirror, figure out who you guys are, change a couple of things up, trust the kids that you have, and you can tell Mario now knows if you get a 7-point lead with this defense, all bets are off because those two guys on the edge and those safeties are trying to knock the ever-loving crap out of you on every play.
Man, it just felt perfect last night. Now, you're in Georgia. You do the morning show in Atlanta. You've watched Georgia, and we're going to find out tonight if it's Georgia or Ole Miss. So I ask you first, who do you think wins tonight? And then secondly, how does Miami match up with either of those two opponents?
I think Georgia wins again. I know Ole Miss played them really well the first game. They were up 35-26 going to the fourth quarter. They had scored on all five of their drives against Georgia. And then all of a sudden, Kirby Smart turns into Kirby Smart. And I thought Lane Kiffin got a little pass happy in that game. I think without Lane Kiffin, tonight's the night you feel the effect for Ole Miss. Like, Lane Kiffin, love him or hate him, the guy is an offensive genius. And I think Georgia in the last month of the season really found themselves defensively. They were a team the first 7 or 8 weeks that really couldn't get stops. They weren't getting pressure on the quarterback. I think Glenn Schumann found some things. How do we match up with Georgia? It's the same game as Ohio State. I really feel it is, but they don't have the weapons on the outside that Ohio State does. But I think defensively, they are going to try to confuse Miami more than Ohio State did. All we heard was Matt Patricia, some mad scientist. He sat in a two-deep shell like a coward because he was afraid to try to cover our receivers one-on-one. And they just allowed us to work 7 yards at a time. And Mario and Shannon said, that's fine. I think if it ends up being Ole Miss, and I'll give you the breakdown on both, Ole Miss will be the toughest offensive opponent we would have back. Trinidad Chambliss, that kid can play. They've got a running back in Kewon Lacy, who is fantastic. They've got weapons at receiver. They're terrible on defense. And I think that would be, you know, 31-20 Miami, 31-17 type game. Georgia's going to be a fourth quarter knockdown drag out. And I'm here to tell you, if Georgia wins tonight, my life for the next 5-6 days is going to be a living hell. You thought the Ohio State fans came at me. There's Georgia fans that have been wanting to skin me up and hang me somewhere for 20 years. They don't like me here anyway. They're really not going to like me because Cocky Canes fan is showing up at 6 a.m. tomorrow with a big-ass chain on calling out the dogs.
But don't you want it, John? When we found out that the Hurricanes were going to the college football playoff, you joined us the very next day after Selection Sunday, and you and I marveled at the idea of the dream scenario, which was beat A&M, you have to get through them first. Then, Ohio State, shake off the demons from the 2003 Fiesta Bowl, and then give us the Carson Beck revenge game, and then give us the Oregon revenge game for Mario Cristobal in Miami to win a title, and it almost seemed too good to be true. But it's all lining up perfectly for that scenario. Shouldn't we want that as Canes fans? Like, give us the smoke. Give us the harder path. Because yep. So far, they're 2-0 with that harder path.
Yeah, I've seen fans. Oh, this is the college football playoffs. There's nothing going to be easy. Like, we may never in our lifetime see the Dolphins play this deep into a postseason. But by the time you get to an AFC championship game, you're going against a great team on the other side. Nobody's fluking their way into this. Miami's going to go against a great team, and yes, I want it to be Georgia. Look, win or lose, Kirby Smart has every bit of my respect. I think he is the best coach in college football, bar none. And I'd love to see our guys, who now are entering into that top three or four conversation of best coaches in the country, line up against them. I want to see kids, Colby Young, who was the other one? Jaden, I don't remember. He was such a bad safety. We were glad that his ass left. And all the kids that were trolling us after we got in and they were throwing the U down when they beat Georgia Tech, come see us, bruh. Come see us. And I want to see Carson Beck as locked in as humanly possible against a team that, like him or not, he did a lot of things for that football team. He won them an SEC championship, and I know he got hurt last year, but he was a big part of the reason they won the SEC title. They were 12-0 the year before. I think Carson Beck wants that game as well, because you could see him on ACC Network last night when they interviewed him. They talked about the potential matchup. He smiled, and then he was like, well, I don't know who we're going to play, but I'm just ready to see whoever.
Yeah, he knows.
He knows.
He knows. What do you think about the Hurricanes, Hurricanes fans? And I know you said at the beginning, you know, you're not going to say the phrase yet, but we can all agree that Mario revitalized this football program. That's not up for debate anymore. He came in, he had a plan, and it's happening. How did he do it in your mind? What is the biggest change? Is it the trenches? Like, what, when you look at what Mario's done, how has he gone from what we were in to what we were able to do against Ohio State, where you talk about player for player, Ohio State might be the most talented team in the nation. How did he do that?
He had a vision. He didn't listen to idiots like me in year number one that were saying, how in the hell are you losing to Middle Tennessee State? And how in the hell are, you know, in year two, are you forgetting to take a knee against Georgia Tech? He had a vision and literally followed it to a T. And I go back to his opening press conference. If you remember when he took the job, he said, we got to get to work. And he told every Miami fan out there, you need to have patience. Because I think he looked at that roster and went, oh my God. We're starting guards who are 6'2 and 295 pounds and tackles who are two-star projects that probably shouldn't be playing left tackle. And then he followed through with his plan with recruiting. Think about that recruiting class that he gets, Reuben Bain and Francis Malinoa, who were recruited by every single team in the country and very easily could have said, you know what? Hey, Mario, we believe in you, but we don't want to waste our college career on a team that's coming off a 5-7 year where they lost 45-3 to Florida State. Middle Tennessee dropped 45 on them, and they looked like a team that was lost. And he started convincing those kids to stay home, and the Wesley Bissaints of the world and the Mark Fletchers of the world, and now obviously the Malachi Tonys. And he built it, and he took the patience, and he said, you know what? If I win in the trenches, we'll win. And I think he said something to Nick Saban today. I don't remember if it was today or not. He said, mass kicks ass. And he said, and Nick taught him that at his time at Alabama. And he said, I'm going to go get bigger, faster, stronger kids. We have a 6'9", 340-pound left tackle who's probably the fourth best lineman on our offensive line. We have a five-star tackle in Samson Okunlolo who now has to play rotate at guard because the competition is so good. And he fixed the defensive line where Ahmad Moten goes out and a Justin Scott comes in. And then the development, and that's something that had been lost at Miami for a long time. How many times do we see guys over the years, I don't want to call out any names because I don't want to disparage the kids that were here, that would leave as juniors and go be seventh-round picks? You're not seeing that anymore. Our guys that are going to leave this year as juniors are going to be the seventh pick or the third pick. They're not leaving to be seventh-rounders. And when he told people years ago, come get your kids, come pick up your kids, and that may have just been an internet saying, but basically, if your kid don't want to be here, pick them up and let's go home. We'll find somebody better. That's how he's here. And he built it in the nature of Jimmy Johnson and Butch Davis. And guess what? We're this close, and then we're going to say it.
We're not saying it yet, though.
Nope. Two more.
I want to say it.
No more. Not yet.
You can say it if you want, Solano.
I want to say it. I won't.
We need another one of these before we get to say it.
If they get to the Natty, we can't say it?
Oh, hell no. Because you know what? The Natty's in Miami. And I already talked to family last night. My son, Kane, looks at me last night. You laughed at her. My mom calls me after the game. Giant Canes. You met my mom, Hawk.
Yeah.
Giant Canes fan. And she was like, she's literally like, I'm going to have to fly home from Denver because she's going to the Broncos playoff run on Sunday overnight and go straight to Miami for the national title game. And Kane looks at me and goes, Dad, you leaving me at home? I go, hell no, you're coming. Because we're
his son. By the way, his son, I say that John Michael is the biggest Canes fan you know. His son is named Kane.
Kane.
That's not a nickname. That's his name. Kane. Man. What a night. How was your New Year's Eve? So you partied, you were on top of the world.
Yeah, remember, it's Central Time, so the game ends at like 10:30, and I literally just sat and watched highlights for an hour. And I looked and I go, man, it's almost New Year's Eve. We're going. So we went back inside where the family was. We all drank a little bit. I left New Orleans at 7 o'clock this morning. So I had an 8-hour drive home. I got home 30 minutes before I came on here. Had time to grab some wings. I ate some wings. And now I'm going to go sit down and watch college football for the next 7 or 8 hours and get ready. I mean, it's awesome. How much better of a New Year's Eve can you have than Miami kicking Ohio State's ass and getting Joey Galloway's smug ass off my TV, telling Cardale Jones, who wanted to take shots at Miami on social media, shush, dude, be quiet. Your little 5 minutes of fame are over. It's so nice to wake up on January 1st, 2026, and know we still got another playoff game to come.
What a great comment on the chat here, because John Michael's son is named Kane. Says Solana is going to name his kid Waitlist.
F you.
That's a funny line. That is a very funny, clever line.
Where's so, Crowder? Are you? Where is Crowder? Crowder didn't have to come to work today. He's too big time for us.
We were all. I mean, he's. It's different when you've got young kids. But there he is. There's on the stream. That's Crowder throwing up the U. Yeah, we were all going to be off today. I think Solana and I decided on Monday or Tuesday. Hey. Win or lose, we really need to be live on Thursday because it's the biggest game in 20 plus years. Solana's going to be live tomorrow at the Winter Classic. I'm off tomorrow. Are you rooting for Georgia tonight?
Yeah, and here's the thing. Like, people up here think I hate Georgia. I actually really like Georgia's program. We've never played them. Kirby Smart has been nothing but gracious to us on the air. Unlike Nick Saban, like, he gives you a handshake. He doesn't kind of walk past you and act like you're not there. But Kirby's awesome. We spend a lot of time going up there. He lets us watch spring practice down on the field. We'll go into their facility. So I want them to win. I want all the damn smoke. My producer's the biggest Georgia homer known to man. My whole station told me I was nuts for picking Miami to win the national title. And I think your boy years ago said it doesn't look so funny now. Now it feels like a mother bleeping threat. And that's what it feels like. They don't want to see this. They don't want no parts of Miami, but they're about to see that U.
There you go. John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Follow him on Twitter at John Michaels U. John Michaels, the letter U. Are you working tomorrow or are you off the rest of the week?
No, we got to work tomorrow. And the funny thing is I'm going to be down in Florida next week for the playoffs. I won't be on your side. The Atlanta Braves have this thing called Fantasy Camp where people get to pay money and come down and play baseball at the Braves Northport facility over there on the west side or west coast of Florida. I had agreed to MC and play like 9 months ago. Not in my wildest imagination.
Right.
Was college football going to come into play? And now I'm trying to conjure up ways to not go.
So right. Little did you know, UM and Georgia were going to be involved.
So I'm going to have to find it. If any of your listeners know, on the west coast of Florida, Northport, I guess Fort Myers, Tampa area, of a bar to watch the game come Thursday night, I refuse to be around a bunch of Braves personnel that are all Atlanta or all Georgia Bulldog fans, because they're going to think of me differently. So I'll be down there. If anybody knows, I'll come watch the game with you guys. But yeah, I do want Georgia to win. I do have to work in the morning. We got a ton to talk about, obviously. I've been off for a week. I'm rejuvenated. I'm ready. I might go in tomorrow and start just making the drink, the hurricane, and just start drinking them on it. Let's go.
John Michaels, if you do have info for him for next week, tweet him. John Michaels, the letter U. Thanks, John.
Happy New Year's, guys.
Happy New Year to you. We'll take a break. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour on your New Year's Day is next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand. You!
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.